would turn with me this morning to Romans chapter 4, please. Romans chapter 4 in your pew Bibles, or I hope that you are getting in the habit of bringing your own Bible from home. Romans chapter 4, we will read verses 20 and 21. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, where is Romans? Is it in the New Testament or the Old Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament starts with what? Matthew, and then Mark, Luke, John, the Acts of the Apostles, and then Romans, right. So it's fairly close to the front end of the New Testament. All right. Once you find that, if you would close that on your finger, let's stand for the Bible pledge and for our scripture this morning. Let's say this like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. No distrust made Abraham waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you so much, guys, for sitting down here. If there's any other youth in the house, if you want to come on down and join your friends down here, I invite you to do so. Now, you know me well enough by now, those of you who have been attending regularly, if you get your sermon notes out, grab a pen or a pencil and follow along. And of course, again, on the back is a study guide that follows the theme of this sermon for this week, if you care to take that home and use that. Now, as I said last week, I asked our youth director, Jamie, and our high school football coach, Randy, to ask the youth that they deal with on a daily basis and a weekly basis, issues that the youth have to live with, that they deal with, the rubber meets the road issues. And I read some of those last week, but just to remind you of some, here's some of what they have to deal with on a daily basis. Temptation, parties, drugs and alcohol, sex and pregnancy, cursing and taking the Lord's name in vain, finding time for faith, defending their faith and being a contagious Christian, parents and hypocriticalness, forgiving others, etc. Now, I want to put a challenge out again for next week. If you have a child or a youth or a young adult and that you have contact with, make sure you invite them. Youth, invite your friends to this because these are important things. And I want the youth and those who are a little bit older than y'all and a little bit younger than me, just a little younger,